We're on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. There are wide lines in the middle of the Daf, and there are wider lines at the bottom of the Daf. We're in the middle of the Daf. The first of the wide lines, Beis Shammai Omer Mechabdim. And we have Machlokas in the Mishnah, in which Beit Shammai say that first you do Kibud Abayis, you clean up the house, and then afterwards you do Netilas Yadayim. Beis Hillel say no, first you wash your hands, and then you Mechabed Es Abayis. So the Gemara brings now a Braisa to explain what is the Machlokas all about. Tana Rabbanan, Beit Shammai Omrim, after they finish the Suda, and they're ready for Birkas HaMazon, Mechabden Es Abayis, they clean up the Makom Achila. No, let's say, for example, they ate on the karka, and now we have to sort of sweep up the karka. If they ate on the shulchan, then we have to sweep up the shulchan. And then v'achakach, only then, notlu yadayim, we're ready for mayim achronim. And the reason for that, why are we makdiv? First, we start with kibud ha'makom. We clean up the place, because im ata omer, notlu yadayim tchila. What's going to happen if you ask for netilas yadayim, meaning mayim achronim, first, and what's going to happen is that some of the mayim from the netila is going to end up on the ochlim. So he says here that alulim, he says lihinotes mayim. There'll be some spritzing of the mayim meha netila from the washing al shiorei amacholim, whatever is left around the floor or the table. And v'nimtza tamafsid es ha'ochlin. So again, food that wasn't eaten up, you didn't finish up all the ochlin. Now those foods are going to become mo'us as a result of the netilas yadayim. So let's clean out all that food and put it in the fridge or wherever you want to put it. That's called tchilo yechabed es mokam achilo. And then only afterwards he'll be notel yadayim. Because otherwise, if he starts with mayim achronim first, then we're afraid that the mayim will go on to the ochlim, and that will be hefsed ochlim. We're not allowed to be mafsid ochlim. And that comes under the halach of bizui ochlim, which is as if, as Rashi says in Tainis, he's like boet betova. He's like kicking the good that God bestowed upon him. And therefore, we're not allowed to be mezalzel, be mavaza, ochlin, certainly not be mafsid ochlin. And the Gemara is going to clarify later that the shear for macholim here in this context, not to be mafsid them, is a kezias. So therefore, he's ready for netilas yadayim after he clears off all the shirayim, all the leftover food. And now the Gemara interprets this price. Aval netilas yadayim lebeit shammai tchila lo svir lehu. Beit Shammai holds that you shouldn't wash your hands first before the kibud. My taiba mishum perurin, because we're afraid that there are perurin in the mokum achila, and they will become ma'usim as a result of the mayim achronin that will spritz on them. Now, even though the Gemara already more or less clarified the svara of Beit Shammai, the Gemara goes over the svara in order to teach us that bedafka, when Beit Shammai said that you have to be mechabed the bayis tchila and then do netilas yadayim, they meant it bedafka, and that and you shouldn't switch it around the other way around. You know, don't think that this is only a kind of a recommendation, but rather this is really mikra din, because of the chashash that after netilas yadayim of mayim achronim, if he hasn't taken off the pirurin, and some of the pirurin might have a kezias, he's going to be ma'abid b'ma'afsa, the beisil omrim, they're not worried about making the ochlin mos, because the mayim achronim that get spritz on them. Why? Im shamash, if you have a memuna, someone who's been appointed, he's been commissioned to serve the soadim, Talmud Chacham, who in event that he is a scholar, he certainly knows that you're not allowed to be ma'abid ochlim, and therefore before netila, notel ha'pirurim sheish b'hem kezayis. He already clears off any larger pirurim that might be the size of a kezayis when the iser of ibud ochlim begins. U'meiniach pirurim sheish b'hem kezayis. And the Talmud Chacham, this person who's cleaning up, he's going to leave smaller pirurim around, and therefore at the end of the Suda, we're not afraid that there'll be pirurim around that have a kezias, And therefore, even if Mayim from the Mayim Achronim will spritz on the Shiori Machal, the Shiraim of the Ochel, they're all Pchusim Ikezai, so there's no Isur of Ibud Ochlim because they don't have Chashivus. So therefore, they still hold that there's no need for worrying, they don't have to be concerned with being Mechabit the Bais before Netilus the Mayim Achronim. Now, the Lashon is Mashma that it doesn't mean by definition that the Shamash must be a Talmud Chacham. He could be a Talmud Chacham, but he doesn't have to be a Talmud Chacham. So now we have to understand the Gemara is going to tell us later on that the Tam Shel Beisil is because Behechrek you have to have a Talmud Chacham being your Shamash, and you're not allowed to be Mishamash with a Shamash that's an Amoritz. So there seems to be a little bit of a discrepancy between our Gemara, the Lashon of Gemara that says Im Shamash Talmud Chacham Hu, and the Gemara is going to say later on that according to Beisil you have to have a Shamash who's a Talmud Chacham, and you're not allowed to use an Amoritz as a Shamash. Now let's also mention here that this shear of Ochlin, a minimum of a kezayis that has chashivas for the Isur of Ibud Ochlin, it would seem that even though there's no Isur mi'ikra din, if it's less than a kezayis, the Gemara says in Chulin that we still don't want to be ma'abe the smaller pieces because that could bring lidei'im anius, and that's what Tosus points out over here, Diramaskal Perurim. Now, the Rashba says the chashash of Beit Shammai is that the Shamash will be a little bit lazy and he won't take all the Ochlin. According to Beit Hillel, since the Shamash is the Talmud Chacham, we don't have to be chosh that he's misatzel, that he'll be lazy about it. He knows that there's an Isur Ibud Perurim, Sheyesh Lam Kezayis, and he'll be very makpid to clean this off. Now the Gemara adds a braisa that the Talmud Chacham will make sure that he takes off the Perurim of a Kezayis, but he will leave the Perurim that don't have a Kezayis. Misayel Leila Rabbi Yochanan, Deyom Rabbi Yochanan, Perurim Shem Behem Kezayis, Mutali Abdom, Biyodayim. So there's no Iser of Ibud Ochlin when it comes to a small Ochel that's less than a Kezayis. The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos brings Rabbi Yochanan who says Pirum Shebem Kezayis Osur Li Abdam Biyadayim, and Tosa says that this is one of those Sugyas Hafuchos in the Talmud. But Tosus in Shabbos writes that we should change the Girsa from Osur Li Abdam Biyadayim to Mutur Li Abdam Biyadayim. V'maiko Miflugi. So what is the Machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beit Shammai about? Beis Hillel Savri also l'shtamish b'shamash ha'ma'aretz. So the Shamash, by definition, is going to be a Talmud Chacham, and he'll know to get rid of those Pirurim and to avoid the Isur of Hefseid Ochlin. We don't have to worry about his leaving behind Pirurim Sheyesh Behem Kezayis that will become Mos from the main Netilas Mayim Achronim. But Beit Shammai Savri mutu l'shtamish b'shamash ha'ma'aretz. And the Ravid is going to explain what this means, but before we get to the Ravid, just a simple pshat is that a Shamash Ha'ma'aretz is not going to be makbid to clear off the Ochlin that have a Kezayis, and we're going to be choshesh that as a result the Shiori Machel there'll be a hefsed of those Shiori Machel even though they have a Kezayis, and that you're not allowed to do because of the Mayim Achronim that will be spritzed on the Ochlin. Now, the Ravid says that even Beit Shammai were not matir unless he was matbil vetir oso kadeshi shamshenu, which means that Beit Shammai, because of all sorts of chashashes of tuma, he would also require that the shamash at the barest minimum would go to mikvah, because we want to be. In general, we want to be careful about, let's call it the chaverus of an Amoritz. And the Gemara has told us back on Daf Mem Gimel that Mago Tome. Tosus Divra Maskil Bechule add another point here, but let's understand that according to Beit Shammai, we have a chash that the Shamash will leave behind us pirurim that are kizayis. Omer Rav Yosi, Rav Chanina, Omer Rav Huna, Bekulei Pirkin Halacha Kibeis Hillel Bar Miha De Halacha Kibeis Shammai. According to Rav Yosi, we paskin here as an exception to the general rule, like Beit Shammai, and therefore we need to do kibud habayis before netilas mayim achronim. And Tosus points out that Beis Hillel hold that bedafka he should be notil yadayim before he does the kibud habayis, and we should not do it like Beit Shammai. He should do netilas yadayim before kibud habayis. Now, why would that be so? And the answer is that Basil wanted to be Mora Hora She'ein Osim Takana Avur Avaryonim. We're not going to make a Takana for those who are Meshamesh with a Shamash of an Amoritz. Therefore, he should be Notal Yadayim Tchila, and therefore he's teaching that if he would use a Shamash of an Amoritz, then he's violating an Iser. We don't bake a takana for someone who's going ahead and violating an Iser. So the language of Im Shamash Talmud Chacham that Beis Hillel mentioned, it doesn't mean Kevan Shehashamash Talmud Chacham Hu, but rather it means Vadai Shehashamash Talmud Chacham Hu, because we're not allowed to use a Shamash who's an Amoritz. In other words, when it says Im Hashamash Talmud Chacham, and then there's no Pirurim of Shir Kizayis, we don't need to make a Takana that he should do Kibud Habayis Tchila, because they still hold that you should do Netilas Yadayim before Kibud Habayis, and this is going to demonstrate that we don't make a Takana for Avaryonim. That's the Gaon. Now, even though in a machlokes, legabe shochech levarech, for example, let's say he forgot to make a bracha, does he have to go back to his mokom? We're going to have a clarification a little bit later on in Daf Nun Gimel that the Amorim were noig like Beis Shammai, but nevertheless Rav Huna does not count that as a machlokes, because that's not considered a hakra in halachas like Beit Shammai, because even Beis Hillel amod lechatchila, you should go back to your place if you forgot to make the bracha. Rav Oshi Yamasne Ipcha, he has the machlokes just the reverse. It's Beis Hillel who say that you have to do kibud habayis before netilas yadayim achronim. It's Beis Shammai who say that he should be notil yadayim first. And therefore, when we paskin that you should do the kibud habayis first, we are paskin like Beis Hillel. The Mishnah records a machlokes between Beis Hillel Beit Shammai regarding the seder of Berchas Havdalah. Beit Shammai omrim ner umazon besomim vehavdalah. Beis Hillel omrim ner besomim mazon vehavdalah. So that Beit Shammai has Mazon right after the bracha on the Ner Ma'oriya Eish, and that's when he makes the Birkas HaMazon. Besomim will come later together with Havdalah. They still want to start the process with both Ner and Besomim, and then go to Birkas HaMazon and Havdalah. Now, it's clear from the Mishnah that everybody agrees that the Birkas HaNer comes before the Birkas Besomim. And the Gemara brings a story now that it seems that there is a machlokas about that very point. Rav Huna bar Yehuda ikla lebei Rava, he was at the house of Rava on a Motzi Shabbos. V'chazi l'Rav, he saw Rava de barich abisama bereisha, that he first made the bracha on the besamim, and only afterwards he made the bracha of Ma'oriya Eish. Amar Le, so Rav Huna said to Rava, Michti,
Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Amar lo Pligi. We don't find any debate here between Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, as far as which bracha comes first, and that is the Birchas HaNer comes first. Tisnan, we learned in our Mishnah, Beis Shammai Omrim Ner U'Mosim B'Somim Avdolah, Beis Hillel Omrim Ner U'Mosim B'Somim Avdolah. Both Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai agree that the first bracha in the sequence is going to be the Birchas HaNer. Why do you therefore make the bracha on the B'Somim first? On Irava Basre. So Rava answers him and he says that the Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir, that the Mishnah is presenting Machlokes based on the tradition of Rabbi Meir. Aval, we have a Tosefta, and Rabbi Yehuda has a different transmission of this Machlokes. Lo Nechleku Beit Shammai Beis Hillel Ala Mazon Shu B'Tchila, that everybody agrees the first bracha is going to be Birkas HaMazon. And the only machlokas is al havdola shehi basof. And what is the machlokas? Amar nechleku al hamor, meaning the bracha on the ner, vi al habesomim. Beit Shammai omrim al hamor vi achakach al habesomim. According to Rabbi Yehuda's tradition, Beis Shammai begin with Ma'or, and then Besom, Beis Hillel Omrim Besomim V'Yachkach Ma'or. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan Nogu Am Ke Beis Hillel, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, we make the bracha on the Besomim, and only afterwards we make the bracha on the Ner. Not the way it appears in our Mishnah, because that's the tradition of Rabbi Meir, but rather Rabbi Yehuda's transmission. And based on Rabbi Yochanan, you can understand why I made the bracha on the Besomim first. The Ritva explains the Machlokas Shem Beis Hillel Beit Shammai. We've already discussed this in previous Shiurim. Beit Shammai wants to start with Birchas HaNer because immediately when you bring out the Ner, you have Hanor from the Or. So there's an urgency in making a bracha on that Hanor from the Or. Beis Hillel holds that he should start with Besomim because by beginning with Besomim, that's called Kavod Shabbos. He's demonstrating that the Nefesh Yisera, the Neshama Yisera that he had over Shabbos is now lost. We learned in the Mishnah that there's a machlok between Beis Hillel Beit Shammai regarding the nusach of Birchas HaNer b'Avdolah, as to whether you say Ma'or or Ma'ore. Beit Shammai Omrim Shebora Ma'or Ha'esh. Beis Hillel Omrim Borei Ma'ore Ha'esh. The Gemara wants to explain that machlokes. Amar Rava Bibora Kuliyamalo Pligi Debora Mashma. In other words, everybody agrees that you start with the word Bora, because bara is mashma loshen over, that God has created the light, and that's appropriate for the Birchas HaNer, which is a bracha on the or that was created already from the beginning of Maisa Bereishis, on the first Motzi Shabbos in the history of the world. And that's a Gemara Psochen, that a Motzi Shabbos, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave das to man, to Adam HaRishon, and man was able to take two stones and grind them together, and he created or. So the Lashon Avar of Bara is definitely appropriate for Birchas Havdolah. And yet, although Beis Hillel say Bara, we have Beit Shammai, I'm sorry, Beis Shammai says Bara, we have Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel say Bore in the Lashon Hove. And ki pligi, the machlokas here is lashon bore. Beis Shammai savri bore is a lashon that means the asid lemivra, that in the future God will create, which means that God is constantly creating and he will continue to create in the future. And the bracha avdolah, it's not appropriate to use that lashon because avdolah is a bracha on the aura that was created already in Maisa Bereishis. Ubeis Hillel Savri Borei Nami De Bora Mashma. Even the word Borei has the implication of Lashon Avar, and therefore it's appropriate to recite Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh, referring to the creation of Or in the Maisa Bereishis. Now we find in a number of places in Birchas HaNenim that we use the word Borei. For example, Borei Pri Adama. How does Beit Shammai work out with that? Why does he reject Borei and Avdolah with regard to the R, and he accepts Borei in Borei Pri Ha'etz? And the answer is because we're thanking Hashem not just for the Bria, the creation of the Peros, but the ongoing creation of Peros on an annual basis called Shana Vishana. Whereas Birchas Havdalah is Odah, the Ikar Bria, which was in the past at the time of Maaseh Bereishis. Now, according to Beis Hillel, the Lashon Bara is absolutely reliable, as we saw. It's a good Lashon. Nevertheless, Beis Hillel say that we would rather prefer the Lashon Bore. And the reason for that is we find the Lashon in a Pasuk, Yotzer Ar Ubore Choshech. So within the context of the Bria of Ar, we have the word Bore. And the word Bore goes back on the Ar. So again, we have plenty of places where the Torah uses the word Bara, but we do have a place where the Tanakh uses the word Bore. And therefore, with regard to Ar, as opposed to Bara, we have Bore. And this is Tosfos Divrei HaMashgiach B'Bara. Now Rav Yosef asks a kasha on Rava, and he disagrees with Rava Masiv. Rav Yosef on Rava, how can you tell me that according to Beis Hillel, according to Beit Shammai, Bore is a Lashon Asid? What about this pasuk that we mentioned just earlier in Yeshaya Novi? Yotzer Aru Bore Choshech. We find a similar pasuk in Amos, Yotzer Harim Ubore Ruach. And again in Yeshayo it says, Bore Hashamayim Vinoteim. All these psukim are talking about Maaseh Bereishis, which was in the past. And yet the pasuk, all these psukim use the learned word Bore. So you see that Bore means Avar, or can also mean Avar. And this is very reminiscent of the sugya in Pesachim with regard to Al and Li. You know, Li is Mashma Lahavo, and the question is whether Al is also Mashma Lahavo, or Al is only Mashma Lishavar. And what is Bore? Is Bore Mashma only Li Asid, or a continuous creation, or Bore could also be Mashma Avar? And we have three psukim that prove that Bore is referring to Maaseh Bereishis B'Lashon Avar. Elam Rav Yosef, Bibara Ubore Kuliamalo Pligi Dibara Mash, but there's never a machlokes, and there never was one, as far as these two Lashonos. Whether it's Bara or Bore, they both indicate Lashon Avar, and they both would be appropriate for the Birchas HaNer. But Ki Pligi, the machlokes is not about Bara and Bore, but rather it's a machlokes about Ma'or and Ma'ore. The Beit Shammai Savri Chadano Hori Ika Benura, that the shalheves that comes from the Nair, this flame, is one shalheves. And it's appropriate to use a Lashon Yochid if you're talking about the creation of this flame. It's called Ma'oresh. Ubeisil Savri Tuva Nahora Ika Benura. A flame is really an integration of many different hues, many different colors that are there. Sometimes you can see the different colors. There's red, there's white, there's green. And therefore we should use the Lashon Rabim Ma'ore Ha'esh. And this is what Rashi explains, Divra Maskal Harbe. Now, in the Rosh HaShalheves, when you go up to the top of the flame, you will see loven, you'll see a whiter color. When you go down, you'll see a green or a bluer cover. And finally, towards the bottom, you'll see a red color. That's the Me'iri. The Ravid says that Or is used for many different things. It's used for aura, for light, it's used for chimum, for warming up your body, it's used for bishul, and that's why Beis Hillel would have a multiple bracha thanking Hashem for all the different uses of the or, and that's ma'ore ha'esh. The Gemara brings now a braisa to support Rav Yosef, Tanya Nami Hochi, Amru Lahem Beis Hillel Beit Shammai, Harbi Ma'oris Yesh Be'or. There are many different colors in the flame, and from the fact that this was Beis Hillel's response to Beis Shammai, then we begin to see that the machlokas here is not about Bara and Bore, but rather about Ma'or and Ma'ore. The Mishnah says, Ein mevarchem lo aner velo al habesomim shel nochrim. The Gemara asks, Bishleim aner, I understand the ner of a guy. Is you're not going to make a bracha mishum delo Shabbos, because the guy's ner was working on Shabbos, was lit on Shabbos, and so to speak violated the Shabbos. So we can assume that the Nochri used the Ner on Shabbos to help him do Malacha, which is also for us to do on Shabbos, is mutter for him to do on Shabbos, and the Ner therefore had some sort of a, if you want to call it, a context of Malacha Shabbos, you know, some sort of connection with Malacha Shabbos. And that makes it possible for the Bracha, as we saw in the Brisa, and we'll see it again soon. Again, even though the guy is mutter, he's allowed to be madlik the or for Shabbos, and he can do all his malachas on Shabbos, but nevertheless, it's still called a ner shalo shavas. It somehow is excluded from Shabbos, whereas the ner of a Jew obviously was not lit on Shabbos. So, whatever the guy did, you know, with the ner or through the ner is something that we, that for us would be asur. El Bisame, my time alone. What's the problem with Bisame of Nochri? Om Rabbi Yudam Rav, Hacha, now what we're talking about is Bimisibas Ovde Kochav Maskinon. We're talking about Bisamim that are coming from a festive banquet of Goyim, and therefore Neshastam Misibas Ovde Kochav Lavodazorahi. Now again, I don't know which kind of Goyim we're talking about here, but I guess back in the day, we're talking about a mesiba of Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And these besamim were brought as part of the covet for that mesiba. And that means that there is some connection between the besamim and the Avodah Zarah. So it became Osir Banah. Now, you could always ask, you know, what's the chiddush over here? And that was something that Eric asked yesterday. The pasuk says in Dvarim lo yidbak biyodcha meumim ben acherim, and it means that that's an isa doraisa to have hanor from avodah zarah. So it's not clear exactly, you know, whether these besamim were used for avodah zarah, or might have been used for avodah zarah, is a safek isa doraisa of hanor from avodah zarah. Now, again, it seems from the Gemara that the only time that besamim of a goy are osur, if they came from a mesiba of goyim. General besamim that were produced by goyim and are sold on the market, you're allowed to be mevarech aleim. And the Rambam says this explicitly in Perek Tes Milchus Brachos. The Beis Yosef says that from the Rif it would seem that all besamim of goyim are osur to be mevarech aleim. And he writes, and this is largely based on the Magid Mishnah, that the Rif had a different girsa in Agamara. He didn't have Hacham Amayaskinim B'Mesima Shal Goyim. And that we'll see also in Rabbeinu Yonah. The Beis Yosef agrees with the Rif that you're not allowed to buy Besamim from Goyim because they're Aser B'Hanoah. And it doesn't have to come from this Mesiba. So the Gemara now asks a question: is it possible to interpret that this Isur is because of Avodah Zarah? Miktani Sefer, the Sefer in our Mishnah says, "Ein mevarchim lo al aner, velo al besamim shel Avodah Zarah," and that's what it says in the Sefer: "Is michlal dereisha laba Avodah Zarah skina," that the Isur of ner shel nachrim is not because of Avodah Zarah, because in the reisha, if the reason is because of Avodah Zarah, then the Mishnah is really just repeating itself. Amar Rab Chanina Misura Ma Tam Ka'omar. The Sefer is actually just embellishing the Reisha and telling us Ma Tam Ein Mevarchim Lo Al Aner V'Lo B'Som Shal Akum. And the answer is Mizeisha Stam Mesibas Ovi Kochav L'Avodah Zarah. And therefore we don't make a bracha not on the Ner nor on the B'Som of an Oved Kochavim, because, as the Sefer explains, the Reisha, the reason for Ner and Besamim, is because they're coming from a Mesiba Shel Goyim, and you're not allowed to be Mevarech Aleihem. It sounds like the Maskonis HaGemara is that even a Ner Shel Goyim is also because of Mesiba Shel Akum. Not the way we saw it originally, that the Ner is also because it was not Shavas on Shabbos. And the Magid Mishnah writes that according to the Rif, it would seem that they had a different Girsa in our Sugya, and the understanding that this reasoning of the Easter is because Stam Mesivas Avodah Kum, that's only as far as Besamim is concerned, but Ner we still blind with the original understanding because Lo Shavas. And the big Nafkamina would be according to those Rishonim like the Rambam, who would say that unless besoma coming from a mesiva shalakum, they're mutter. You can buy besoma for the goyim on the open market. And in the case of a ner, that night might not be acceptable if we go back to the original tam, because the ner was not a ner sheshavas on Shabbos. It also seems from the Bach in Or Chaim Simon Reish Tzadi Ches that ner that comes from a Mesibas Ovid Kochovim is Mutar Mahanoah, because the Adloka is not Litzorch HaMesiba, because even if there wasn't a Mesiba, they would still want to light up the bias and use the Ner. Tana Rabbanu, we learned in a Braisa, Ur Sheshavas Mevarchin Olav, on Shabbos we use an Eish, I mean to say, on Motzi Shabbos, right? We use an Eish that was Shavas on Shabbos, Vishalo Shavas, Ein Mevarchin Olav. What does this mean? The Gemara says, My Lo Shavas. What does it mean when you say that there's a difference between an Or Sheshavas and an Or Shalo Shavas? And here we turn to Daf Nun Gimel, Amud Aleph. E name, if we can assume, Shalo Shavas Machmas Melocha, V'afilu mimalacha de'etera. In other words, that even though we did a malacha's heter, for example, let's say we lit the candle because of pikuach nefesh, litzarchole, and we're allowed to light it, and that's called de'etera, malacha de'etera, it's still considered or shalosh shavas. For asanya, we have a braisa, or shalchaya, meaning a yoledes, v'shalchole, a person who's in jeopardy of losing his life, chas v'sholem, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, and the light that you light in order to save a person is mevarchin olav avdola. In other words, it's a ner dehetera. So therefore, you can't tell me shalosh shavas means shalosh shavas mikol malacha, even if it was done beheter. Omer Rav Nachbar Yitzchak, my shavas. What does the Braisa mean when it says Ner Sheshavas, Sheshavas Machmas Melechas Avera? In other words, they didn't do any Malacha and violate Shabbos with this Ner. Tanya Nami Hachi, we learned that way in a Braisa as well. Ashashis, She Hudluka Me'erv Shabbos, Haisa Dolekes Volechas Kol Yom Kulo, L'motzai Shabbos Mevarchen Aleha. So you had a container receptacle of oil, and it had a lot of oil in it. So it was lit on Erev Shabbos, and it continued to be lit for the entire 24 hours. You can make the bracha of Bori Moreish and Avdola on that Ashashis. And the reason is because it wasn't lit on Shabbos, but rather it was lit on Erev Shabbos as Lotnasta Ba Avera, and therefore it's considered an Arsha Shavas, and you'll add a be mevarich olav. And likewise, in the case of an or that was lit for the sake of a chola, sheyesh bo sakana, we're going to say that you can make the bracha on it because that is considered like an or sheshava, since there was no avera done with that or. It's interesting that the Rush and the Ritva have two slightly different explanations as to why we're allowed to use a ner of a chola for the brach of Havdolah Motzi Shabbos. The Rosh says that this is not called Nasiba Malacha. Why? Because Malacha is only a Malacha that you're prohibited. If the Torah says that for Chola you are allowed to light the candle and you're even obligated to light the candle, that's not considered a Malacha. The Ritva is a slightly different formulation. He says that there is a malach here, but it was the Tzara Chol, and therefore it was done beheter, and we only prohibit a brach on a ner which was used by Iser, where the Avera was done, and here there was a heter. So whereas the Rosh says there's no malach at all in the case of Pikuach Nefesh, and the Rav has long discussions about this, we could have that in an Ian Shir, the Ritva says it was a malacha, but it was a malacha muteres, and therefore there's no Iser to use it for the bracha on the Ner on Motzi Shabbos. We'll stop here.